And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Well, yeah, I think they should. If they're stupid.
Yeah, had to go back with a classic
off
gold.
With that was good.
Yeah, why not? So, first of all, the podcast this week brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It is nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, only at Walmart. Hey, Carson. Carson just joined us.
Hey.
Carson wearing her Super Bowl.
49? This was 46.
46.
No, 47. In,
did you go, or you just got the swag?
Yeah, I mean, I went to New Orleans, but no, I did not get in the Superdome for the game. Okay. But I was like two blocks away.
Nice.
And I went to the NFL Experience to buy stuff to make it look like I was there.
Hey, speaking of the Super Bowl this weekend, the eggs have spoken. We did the Egg Bowl, and a lot of people were expecting the Patriots to be victorious because, well, Tom Brady's been there and done that over and over and over. But the eggs have spoken and said that Atlanta will win. And if you don't believe us, the video is obviously on all of our social media. We posted that, and you can see it right there.
There are a couple of people who are saying that we rigged it.
You have to tell what happened.
Well, okay.
Because one guy said it's rigged because there's obviously an edit.
There is an edit. The edit is there because I stopped recording because when the egg exploded, it scared me. My finger hit the button.
No kidding. He was mad. I'm like, well, do we redo it or what? And he's like, no, this is how it worked. So.
It is how it works. So, yeah, it's not rigged. It's just I'm stupid.
Like, literally.
Well, like, it's a very violent explosion. When you see the egg explode, it's like it goes poof, like, and there's egg all over inside the microwave. Yeah. And it's kind of loud, and he's just sitting there holding it. So it's on poof, and it's out of nowhere. It's kind of like being jumped at.
You were like me at the gun range.
Yes, exactly like you at the gun range.
Somebody called this morning about that, wanting to see it. Yeah, it's
For some reason, I didn't have that video listed, and I apologize. For basically a week, people haven't been able to see it unless they had the direct link.
Yeah.
So I apologize.
Have you have you felt like you the urge to go and shoot again?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about it last night.
Really?
And I was trying to figure out how to approach you guys. I wanted to be like, hey, does anybody want to go? Like, I'll spring for the ammo because I know it's expensive, but I would like to go back and especially try the handguns again, because the big one that you let me sit down to use, I was like, look at me. Like, maybe it was because I was sitting down and I felt way more comfortable, but I would like to get more used to the actual handgun.
Yeah, you would use a handgun probably more in real life than you would an M4.
No, man, people carry M4s around all the time.
That is true.
So, yeah, but I was thinking about that I would like to go back and try to use those.
I'd like to take you outside and take my shotgun and shoot watermelons and stuff.
Plus, it makes great video.
Can you shoot pumpkins? Like, I'm in it for blowing up fruit.
Yeah.
That's, yes. Yeah, all right.
Everything. We can do it all. Big shout out to everybody who is watching the live stream on our Facebook page. Again, if you're a podcast listener that doesn't like us on Facebook, you can actually see this whole thing live and chime in. We try to, you know, pay attention to everything that's going on, but some of these comments come too fast and we skip them. But again, if you're a podcast listener and you don't like the Facebook page, go and take a look and like the page. Big D and Bubba, what happened?
I don't know. This said video something.
Video something. Oh, it says video uploaded. I don't know what's wrong with that because it's not. It's still going.
Okay.
Sometimes it weirds out. But again, go and like the Facebook page and you get into the search bar on your app on Facebook and you just type Big D and Bubba, all one word, at Big D and Bubba. And if you're watching us on Facebook, like our YouTube page and subscribe. It's easy. Big D and Bubba, all one word.
Wednesday, we found out that we are nominated for the ACM for National Radio Show of the Year.
Carson gave us champagne this morning.
Got some champagne.
And look, it's got the bottle right here, and it's got Big D and Bubba colors. That's what she said. She said, I did it up in Big D and Bubba colors.
We're like, you mean America
well,
colors?
Yeah, I mean, They can be for both of us, both Americans and Big D and Bubba Colors.
You know what's funny about our logo? It is based off the flag, the American flag. And that was, who did that? Did Mitch do that originally?
Barber. Mitch Barber did it.
Yeah. And he is so talented as a designer and all that stuff. Sorry.
Carson's looking at me like I'm.
He's drinking warm champagne.
It's fine.
Yeah, that was done. I don't think there was many revisions that we did on that. I want to say that he did it and we're like, perfect.
Yeah. One take wonder.
Yeah. If I recall.
We've touched it up over the years with
just to kind of update
higher resolution graphics and things like that. But it's basically the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. And I like it. I like having, I just think it says everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it
says our names.
Yeah. And America.
I don't get these people who, all the protests are going on, and man, you can protest till you're blue in the face, but
champagne burp.
As soon as you start spraying someone in the face with anything on any side, dude, you're an idiot.
When you resort,
no one listens to what you're going to say now.
When you resort to violence, you drive people away from your thing. If you can't have a discussion about something, and you have to resort to destroying property, whether it's your own or somebody else's or public or whatever, it's just, I think you lose the argument.
Absolutely.
It's just like when you're on Twitter and you start cussing. When somebody makes an argument and they call you out for something, if you cuss back, you've automatically lost.
Yeah, what'd you say, Patrick, something about Hitler? Is the first person who brings up Hitler?
I'm trying to remember the name. It's the Godwin rule. Which is that the first person to bring up, to compare the other side to Hitler, automatically loses the argument.
Yes, I agree. Because neither side is anywhere even close to Hitler.
No, but you don't understand.
No.
He's just like Hitler.
No.
No. I've already stopped listening to you.
Trump is not just like Hitler. Obama was not just like Hitler. Bush was not just like... We have never had any U.S.
Thank
president.
Thank goodness, no U.S.
like
president.
Hitler.
No.
Yeah.
So stop it. And I get aggravated. Even when Obama was president, I would see the pictures that people would pass around. That's like, look, Obama's not, he doesn't have his hand on his heart during the national anthem. And you're like, and there's a still picture. And, sure enough, everyone has their hand on their heart except for him. And then there's like another one.
Or he didn't salute to the Marine.
And I'm like, people, listen, stop. This, both sides.
I could take a picture of us and then caption it with whatever we want. I could take a picture of Big D right now and say, look, he's wearing the official shirt of Finland. He's not an American.
It does look like it's Finland, isn't it?
But like you do that and then all of a sudden people go, he's not American. Mm-hmm. And so, that's the bad thing. It's so dangerous to call anybody anything and to express, that whole fake news thing, there is actually something to it. And a lot of times we see people spreading the rumors without any justification and any just cause.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, that's on both sides. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, and I want to say that we're all getting smarter because of it. It's like accelerated learning.
I don't know, we're getting a little dumber in some ways,
too. It used to be where, I don't know, I mean, I think everyone, our filters are a little more like if I get a...
Some people, but not most people. Some people.
But it used to be none.
Yeah. But it was like the coffee shop video I sent to you. I was just laughing because the very end, she goes on this rant, and at the very end, was that vanilla or chocolate? And then she's like, it was cappuccino or something like that. I love that one.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally fake.
It was real up until about halfway of it. And I went, okay, this is a little overboard. And then finally at the end, I went, oh,
yeah,
it's fake. 100%.
It just seems to me like if you get... Like, I'll get stuff. I'm really, man, Facebook is, James Otto, his friend, the artist James Otto, was posted on his personal Facebook account today that he's dropping people off of his account as friends because he's just tired of seeing all the political stuff. And he goes, man, it's way better. Just go through and just get rid of those.
Just
hide them. You have to defriend them. You can hide them to where you don't see their stuff.
Yep. But see, here's the thing. If that's the case, if you're going to do that, then you have to do it for both sides. You can't just drop the Republicans. You can't just drop the Democrats, because whatever side you're on, then you're going to get stuck in that bubble.
I'm annoyed by all of it right now.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to see any of it
anymore. That's
what
I'm saying. If you're going to do it, you have to do it on both sides.
And if I see one more link that's sent to me and it's and it's, say it's a pro-Trump thing, and it's from some, what's those weird, it's not even a legit news service.
No,
it's people, like, yeah. Patriot Weekly.
And they spell Patriot with like two T's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, man.
And you know what? They talk about fake news and all those sites are being lumped in as fake news, but there are actual fake news sites like NBC.
That Onion thing No.
I'm talking about NBC-news.co. Yeah. So it looks like it came from NBC News, but it's not. It is a fake site.
Yep.
Reporting not for fun. Onion is meant to be funny.
So the are stuff Funyuns. Funyuns. That would see. That's they should have named it Funyun.
Wow! Do you see the train? It just went right off the rails.
No, Bubba's right. They really should have called it Funyun. They probably had a an issue with.
Look, I promise you this, trademark. Guys. Now you know. We know. We all know. I think all of us, we and our 17 listeners watching right now or listening, we know that the Onion is fake. I promise you, my mom. At some point, will have, if she hasn't yet, forward me an article from The Onion to tell me, can you believe this?
Yeah.
Well, there's a, you know, all week, sometimes you are you're a mystery to me because you can't, we can name actors and actresses and you can't name movies they're in, but somehow you know the Catch Me Outside girl. You know, like, and you've been spouting her all week. Well, somebody called up because, you know, talking about her. You know, you guys you need to know that she's dead.
No,
she killed herself because of all the exposure. Dead.
That is not true.
Right. And I get it, and I go, yeah, that was an article put on by NBC-news.co. Yep. And because it's.
And they're sad? They're sad that she's not dead? They went, oh.
She's not dead.
Because it kind of took the wind out of her sails because she was all ready to be like, you know,
you shouldn't make fun of her because she killed herself she's stupid.
Oh, my God.
No,
I got chewed out today because we were rude. Remember that? We were rude, Big D. Big D, you were rude.
Yeah.
We were talking to this guy and somehow we got on this Taylor Dane thing. Like, remember Taylor Dane from the 80s or whatever? And he was telling something, and I bubbled on that when I got completely distracted. And I kind of just tuned him out, and I was like, I was on a Taylor Dane mission.
He said something that sounded like he said.
You were just singing Tell It to My Heart.
He wanted to hear. I don't know. Wait. I thought he said Taylor Dane. And that
but people are just so. Quick
Everybody
to
wants
just
to
get
offended.
Mad,
yeah. Every,
and that goes back to the Berkeley
we made
thing.
Fun of a guy with Taylor Dane. You're offended by that?
Oh, we didn't hear his. We didn't play his request.
You didn't hear.
Didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did he want to hear Taylor Dane?
No,
that would have been cool.
I actually played it. I played some.
We played some Taylor Dane.
I was late.
This is from The Onion. Now, if I was to send this article to my dad, he would say, "Yeah, I believe it." Headline from The Onion. Fearful Americans stockpiling facts before federal government comes and takes them away.
They're stockpiling facts as in the facts as opposed to the lies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Oh, because the internet's going to be wiped clean of all the facts?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anyway. So.
That girl died. Y'all know that?
She's gonna be. You know she's gonna be on the show next week.
Yeah,
I think.
She is. She's making a return appearance.
That
is not fake news.
I have. I've seen most of her Instagram videos.
Oh, they are bad.
Yeah, they are. Have you seen them?
Yeah, we can't play any clips.
Nope.
She said the F word a lot.
Oh yeah.
Didn't she get beat up in one of them or something
she
like
got
that?
Somebody lit up on a video. But she don't. Hey, I was going to ask you.
Catch me outside. How about that?
They Somebody caught her did. Outside.
How about they that? Caught her outside.
How
right?
about that? Hey, you know, Carson, dumb guy, smart female. Question here. She's got crazy, like the big long, the curved fingernails.
Oh, the talons.
How does she wipe?
Like seriously, we had this conversation because it's us.
Yeah.
How does anybody with those?
Maybe you wrap your hands in toilet paper. Because, that's...
Oh, I see.
You know, like, she almost, like mummifies her hands.
It becomes a mitten.
Mitten.
A booty mitten.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's weird.
That's a great band name, Booty Mitten.
No, it's really
booty
not.
Booty Mitten!
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome...
booty Mitten! I'm telling you right now, somebody right now listening or watching, Booty Mitten, make it your band name.
Hashtag
Don't do that.
Booty Mitten.
Hashtag Booty Mitten. I am tweeting that out right now.
I guess that's how she has to do it.
That's the only thing I can think, because those talons just creep me out because of, I think they look weird and the germs in it, like just when they get super long like that. But I never thought of how she would have to practice personal hygiene with them. So there's an image.
Yeah, lots of things, and that takes a little bit of precision.
Yeah.
I remember I went to the DMV one time, and this lady, she had the big, long, crazy fingernails. And I get up there, and she's like, she's like typing things in. And like she's like using the ends of her fingernails that are like that long to type, and it took way long. But I was just fascinated. I said, wow, that is crazy. She was like, oh, yeah, you get used to it.
I saw
Dolly Parton used to play the guitar with like inch-long fingernails. I still don't know how she did it.
I'm okay with them until they start curving.
That's when you know it's too long. I didn't like Marie Osmond with the pointed. Remember, they were like, filed to a point.
Well, the point is very hot in Hollywood right now.
It's really creepy on your face because she grabbed me by the cheeks and I was like, she's going to puncture me.
If you watch like all the award shows, which you're dudes, you don't, but all the women
have
those.
I watch the Tonys. That's the only one I watch.
Yeah.
Well, all the chicks have the pointed fingernails because that's the look. It's very Adele. Lady Gaga does it. And I look at that thing, like, do y'all not wear contacts? Like, who's putting those in your eyes? Because, you're going to stab yourself.
Now it's the thing.
Yeah.
I
know it's very hot and trendy, but
it's not as hot and trendy as Booty Mitten.
You know, I know that speaking of Marie Osmond, I know Marie Osmond's had a lot of work done, but it's done really well.
Really good work.
Sometimes they come in and I remember when Kenny Rogers came in the first time after he'd had his work done, and it looked like he was like going through a time warp. And they like,
but you know, the interesting thing is I know what you're talking about. He grew into it, which is strange.
It is
like
weird.
Over time.
Did we get used to it?
I don't know if we got used to it.
We're talking about Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers kind of grew.
There
into
was a
it.
Minute where Kenny Rogers' plastic surgery was so bad. Like Brent Burns wrote a song about it. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Kenny Rogers' face? Yeah. Like,
but Bubba's right.
He grew into
again,
it.
Did he, like, did he grow into it, or did we get used to it?
Stretch a little.
Maybe
I mean,
I don't
skin
know.
Is elastic.
Like it settles
but
or something.
Didn't settle, and it does. He looks fine now. He does, or he got it fixed. Maybe he got another couple of surgeries to get that one fixed. I don't know. But we know a lady, and I'm not going to say her name, and neither are y'all. But we know a lady who we used to think had a little too much work done.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then now she looks great. And you're like,
she grew into it. And it's not because you got used to it. Really did. Like you see her and you're like, man, she is really beautiful.
Yeah.
And she still looks the same, but
you talking about the same one?
Yeah. As she aged, she's like crazy hot now.
I wonder if it just settles.
I don't know. These are Big D and Bubba colors. Look right here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think? I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, she's gorgeous now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She looks the same.
Stacy and I had a conversation
about
her
recently. And it just suits.
Yeah, Stacy and I had a conversation about her not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I said, look how great she looks now. And she's like, wow, that's
used to be one of those, yeah, okay.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Oh,
well, good for her. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, Marie Osmond looked great. And she I don't know. I was really expecting her because I knew when she coming in that she had a lot of work done, and I was just expecting her to be
in other words, very very stare. Nice on TV, but in person it wouldn't look good.
Yeah, you know who's like that?
Yeah.
Is Wendy Williams? She's got the talk show.
Yeah.
And I saw her. Well, on TV, she looks really good on TV. You know, her body's tight
stretch.
And whatever. And then when I saw her in
person. I think
Wendy's
sexy, man. Patrick don't like her.
What? I can't stand her.
So Carson, you saw her in person?
Yeah,
and
she just, like, her top is so big. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, this woman's going to fall over. And it works so well on TV.
Yeah, but she's big, though. Like,
she's
real
very
tall and everything, too.
And it's just, she hasn't made a secret about getting, you know, breast enhancement and stuff. But it's on TV, it looks just perfectly proportionate. When I saw her in real life, it was too much.
Cartoonish?
Yeah. And I was just surprised because usually I think TV brings out people.
Yeah.
You know, if something like that is just a little bit off, but on TV, it is spot on. It's weirder in real life.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures. It's weird.
She lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And then she got some big old fake, you know what? That is.
She looks like one of the Venus sisters in that picture. I love those girls.
The Williams sisters?
Yeah.
Huh?
The Venus sisters.
Venus and Serena.
I was like, who's he talking about?
Williams. Yeah, well, sorry. I was like watching, there's one sister who's stronger than the other. She's bigger.
Yeah, Serena.
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 Man, she is so strong. And when you see her playing tennis against other girls, it's like not even fair.
It's really not. She's that dominant.
Yeah. She is strong. Now, she doesn't win all the time, but
she wins a lot.
Oh, she is.
Well, there's
powerful.
Something. I mean, tennis is a finesse game, too. I mean, there's some shots that you can't muscle your way through.
Yeah. But their abs, the Williams sisters, I mean, I look at their core and it's just, whoa. I mean, there is no fat on them. And it is just purely honed muscle, which is fascinating to me.
Hey, let's kind of transition into our weight loss. I know a lot of people who are listening are trying to lose weight as well. And, you know, we're doing 100 pounds in 100 days. We're almost on track. I mean, we're a little off a little bit, I think. But as time goes on.
Just letting you know. What? I'm up. I just stepped on. Patrick, who was it? Oh, it was Carson standing by me. I stepped on the scale. 2 more pounds up again.
From Wednesday?
From weigh-in Wednesday. Already 2 pounds up.
Well, was this just now?
Yes, when I was stood on the scale.
Yeah, but you've been drinking through the day. And I mean, I don't know if you ate anything, but...
I did. Yes, I had banana.
Okay, yeah. So you're eating and drinking. So it's going to be different than first thing in the morning on an empty stomach.
Yeah, I don't. When we weigh on Wednesdays, I wait till drink any kind of coffee, any food. Like, I have breakfast every morning. I have coffee every morning. So on Wednesdays, I don't eat any of that stuff, drink any of that stuff. So it's going to be off. It's going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking, I got to finish
What are you doing for your workouts, Carson?
Just my standard cardio, like 45 minutes on an elliptical. That's really it.
Yeah.
I should probably be more. I went to go get a physical the other day, and I get a letter from my doctor that's like, everything looks good. Like, I'm pretty low maintenance when it comes to my body. Like, I don't really have a lot of issues. But she's like, well, you know, you're overweight, so we'd recommend some cardio and not eating as much. I was like, yes, I get it. Shut my mouth. Appreciate you. So
yeah,
that's.
But everything else is good.
Oh yeah, yeah. Good. So that was it. That's what my doctors always say to me. Like, well, you could stand to lose a few pounds. I'm aware. I know.
Patrick, are you back into the gym yet?
No. No, not at all.
Are you in on this yet? I can't tell. Sometimes you are. Sometimes you're not. You're not.
I'm going to say no.
Carson's over. Carson.
You did lose 2 pounds this past week, though.
I did.
What's funky is I'm gaining weight. I'm losing my overall weight loss here, so I've got to do something. But the bad thing is I hurt my shoulder a little bit, so I stayed out of the gym last week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all that, I wasn't in the gym. This week, I got sick as a dog, so I had no energy, and plus I didn't want to go to the gym with Kleenex, because that's the worst, because then everybody gives you the look of, why are you even here? You're touching stuff. Go away.
I haven't been to the gym in over a week. Today's my first day back. That's why I'm dressed like this. But because I've been sick, too, and it was a busy weekend.
You and I both. We were pretty bad.
Yeah,
this week.
Yeah, I woke up Sunday and was like, oh, no. That's a cold. But, it ran its course. It's fine. But I'll get back into the gym, so hopefully I can at least keep, whittling off that half a pound at a time.
Hey, David on Facebook says, I can eat and do my day, and I still can't gain.
Yeah,
I wonder what that's like.
Why do you do that?
Yeah.
Why do you just rub it in like that? What are you drinking, Patrick?
Water.
Did you finish all of your champagne in the Big Dean Bubba colored ribbons?
My champagne, no. It's like early in the morning, I'm not drinking a whole bottle of mini
it's a little bottle.
Still. That's, no.
Hey, you know what I'm watching? It's a long series, a documentary, but it's really good. It's that OJ Made in America. Have y'all seen it? Have y'all seen the whole thing?
I haven't watched it.
It's still sitting on my DVR.
It's really good, man. It's long. It's like they get into, there's a lot of things. I'm not really old enough to kind of be in the OJ era, like when he was playing and stuff like that. So I didn't understand a lot of the stuff of how big of a deal it was when OJ Simpson was accused of murder. And when they go back and they really paint the picture of, he was like it would be like LeBron James getting, well, he's even bigger than that, I think.
You think OJ, what are you talking about? At the time?
Well, before that, when
like
he was
in
playing.
His career,
I mean, he was
would it be like huge. Peyton Manning?
Yes.
Being accused of murder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was, I mean, he set all these records.
Somebody with their forehead.
And so they really paint that. They really paint the race tensions between the LAPD and Los Angeles and the black community.
Was that before or after the Rodney King thing?
After.
Okay.
Rodney King was like 91, 92.
Yeah, it was.
The riots. That was crazy.
Because I remember
times.
The episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and A Different World about it.
Oh, my God.
They addressed that, yeah.
Yeah, and so everything
tonight
was.
Tonight on a very special episode.
It really was.
Yeah, so when Rodney King, when the verdict comes out, and that was, you know, it's funny, they show the video of Rodney King getting beaten by these three LAPD cops, and there's like five who are just standing around watching it, and it's this, you know, a camcorder videoing it, and that was really the first video of, mm-hmm. you know, now it's commonplace, you mm-hmm. see, everyone has cameras. But that was the first time we actually saw something horrific
like
happening.
Police brutality like that?
And then, I mean, you watch the... Listen, Rodney King was no angel, okay? But there was such an overuse of... I mean, he was down, yeah. and they just kept on and on mm-hmm. and on and on.
Then
and
I also go back to the innocent guy that was pulled out of the truck.
Reginald Denny.
Reginald Denny. They pulled him out of the truck, and they were beating him with bricks and mm-hmm. things. I mean, that was crazy. Again,
the horrificness of both of those were very similar.
Yep.
And just different colors. And when they read off the verdict for those four police officers, LAPD, all innocent, of course there were riots. But what I don't understand, I still to this day don't understand, is why do you riot and burn down your own community?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you go and burn down?
Stop. Because here's the thing. If you say don't burn down your own community, they're going to come burn down yours. The rioters are going to be burning yours.
I tell you this, man, I'm not the first person to say that. it doesn't matter. And they show them doing that. They're like... they're burning down these Chinese markets,
the
and
businesses,
restaurants.
It was Korean. That was like the Korean area.
Yeah, Korean. Sorry. And so this documentary really goes into all of that and portrays it. And then when OJ is on the run in the Bronco with,
do you remember watching that?
Yeah, I do. And it's interesting to see how I've forgotten how many people just. Well, outside, rooting him on, you know.
Like
even,
along the route?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they had
it became,
signs made.
Go, it was like an impromptu parade.
It
run,
was.
Juice,
because
run.
It was, I you know, was at my house in Connecticut. I think it was a Friday night because I was 3 hours ahead of L.A.
The NBA Finals.
The NBA, and I was watching basketball.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it cut in, and the point was, it was on TV, and people were like in L.A. going, oh, wait, that's like down by my house. I'm going to go get on TV. So it became like it was OJ was the grand marshal in this weird parade.
Yep.
People were there. But like, I'm not sure a lot of people had signs, but I swear there were a few.
Yeah, there are a lot. And it was interesting as they got OJ into the car and they're driving him away. They booked him, you know, handcuffed him, took him to arrest him. And OJ, they said the OJ, the guy who's in the car with him said, he couldn't believe how many people were on the streets in his neighborhood rooting him on. I mean, it was packed, like a parade.
Yeah.
He was like, he just couldn't get over it. And when he showed up to court, he was beaten, and he looked like the guy who had murdered two people. He just had that look. And then when all the lawyers got to him, Johnny Cochran and all those guys – he changed and he was confident and he was like, that's when he was like, I'm 100% absolutely not guilty. But before that, he was like, not guilty. It was just, it's really an interesting watch. It's called OJ Made in America.
So what do you say? Is that, do they paint it as though he did it or didn't?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't got that far. I'm at the part where he's just gotten arrested and putting the legal team together.
Yeah, I know I saw a little bit of it. I know there's a scene with Robert Kardashian.
He's in there.
And that he kind of tries to ask him.
Is this a documentary or is it the one with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No, it's different. Those are two different ones.
Oh, because the one I have on my DVR is the one with Cuba.
No, that's a reenactment.
Like, with David Schwimmer and all that. Okay, that's the one I'm talking about, but they have Kardashian and they're asking him kind of point blank, did you do this? And then they shut the door. So you never know what OJ actually said to Kardashian, which why would you? But yeah.
That conversation probably never aired or happened.
I've been watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I never really got into it. I was really into Star Trek until I was about 15 and learned how to play the guitar and discovered girls. But I never watched I watched the first season of that, and then The Next Generation went off the air, and I just stopped watching all of it. But I catch myself wanting to make jokes about the Kardashians now, and I keep finding myself saying the Kardashians, who are the evil alien race in Star Trek, were the Kardashians.
Are they? Yeah, we tweeted something out about that. We sent like a picture of.
I have done it at least three times.
Of the girl. Remember the one? Because they had those little eyebrow or eye things where they're like little ridges. And I said, oh, look at the Kardashians. They're back at it again or something like keeping an eye on.
I remember seeing that and I didn't get it.
Yeah. Man. It was some dumb joke.
You get it.
No, you're
right. I wish the girls would put the guitars down and maybe find Patrick. You said you put the guitar down and you found girls. Now I'm asking them to do that favor and help.
I picked the guitar up and went and discovered girls when I was 15.
So Patrick's got a date tonight.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Patrick's got a date tonight.
Still think you should cancel it.
Mm. I'm not canceling the date because I have, a sore on my face.
Can folks watching this, can they see the thing on your lip? Is it waving at them?
Yeah. Very funny.
He's got a little cold sore. Again, fighting all the illness. And it's right there on your bottom lip.
I don't see it. It's not that bad. But are you guys at the kissing stage?
No.
Have you kissed her?
And you know what?
Are you going to say that's not my business?
No.
That's what you're about to say?
I'm just saying, I don't want to talk about this right now. I'd like to change the subject.
Oh, okay. Is this going
to
slow your roll?
Sorry, you want some hot chocolate?
Dude, you're on, this is date three.
It's one thing when we talk about it on the radio show that I'm certain nobody listens to. It's another thing when it's on the podcast that people can find on Facebook.
You have it backwards.
What?
You have it so backwards.
Less people listen to the podcast. This is like the extra
thing.
I know this girl does not listen
to the radio.
This is like the coupon that comes out on your receipt at CVS.
That's right. It's there. You just got to find it.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, podcast is always recorded.
Exactly.
Forever. And it's easier to find it.
Exactly.
I get it.
But let's just not talk about it.
Abby.
Stop saying Abby.
Well, I called her Bobby Abby, Lobby. And like that's all everybody's calling her now. Abby's a great name for her.
I like Allie Abby.
She says not her name. It's a great name for her if it was her name.
I like Allie Abby. Is it Abby Allie or Allie Abby? I think it's Abby Allie.
Jesus.
I like Allie Hobby Abby. Lobby. It's pretty good.
They're closed on Sundays. So is Chick-fil-A.
What's the old song? Get your adverbs here.
Allie Abby, get your adverbs here. Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, okay.
What?
I'm just a
The bell. Only thing I ever remember from ABC, like people talk about Schoolhouse Rock that I should remember this. The only thing I remember on cartoons when I was little was the cheese. The hunk of cheese.
Yeah.
And I think that was Schoolhouse Rock.
Got
but
a
I'm not sure.
10-gallon hat that's feeling. Yeah. 5 gallons flat. Got a hunk of
That's all I remember is the hunk of cheese with a lasso. But I don't remember. I'm just a bill.
Was there
on
anything
Capitol
to
Hill.
Learn from that? I don't think so.
It was just saying.
I think
eat
it was
cheese.
Saying it was good for you.
Yeah, it's like cheese is good for you. Eat
See,
it.
See, we listened. And it backfires.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is you look at the government's little food pyramid, it's changed so many times now over the past two decades, even.
Yeah, man.
It's a mess. Who do you trust nowadays?
Nobody.
Can't trust your
I don't
doctor.
Trust nobody.
Can't trust the government.
I trust conservative patriot.
Not my food pyramid.
Hey, Dad, what's going on? Did you see what is going on in Washington?
No.
I don't know what's going on in Washington. Well, I'll tell you what's going on. As America's, we're just fighting each other. You know? Yeah, I know.
I'm getting I found this. Goes. There's a guy. He's got all the real scoop. He's an investigator. His name is Theo Nyon. Nah, he's got his own website, theonion.com.
Theonion.
And
the onions.
He's got all the stuff.
Take me a second.
Take a second.
Do you see? We got to stockpile all our facts.
Yeah.
The government's going to take away all facts.
Hey, speaking of your dad, this is kind of a big deal. Since we did get nominated for the ACM Award, which one is sitting by his chair? Is it your ACM or the CMA?
Hey, yeah, the ACM. He only has the ACM.
Okay. Big D gave his dad his award. He said, "Here, Dad, I wouldn't have this if it wasn't for you." Or so. What did he say?
Well, my dad was the one who drove me to my first job interview when I was 14 years old. Mm. In fact, he drove me to two of them because the first one they didn't want me, and so. Listen, radio is
really
something.
Is the sweetest thing, though, that you did.
This job can be very topsy-turvy. There's a lot of guys. I mean, I know a bunch even now who are out of a gig after they just got there for 2 months, and now they're fired, and they're like, "What? Wait a second! I spent thousands of dollars to move there, and then now you just get rid of me." So there's not a whole lot of job security in it.
I didn't tell you. We just had an offer this week. I'll tell you about it here in a sec.
But anyway, it's just like he knew all that, and he was like, "Do you really want to go on the radio?"
It's funny because our dads were the same. My dad hated radio.
Yeah,
he was like, "It's a dead end job. You're never going to make money. You're never going to support yourself." And I think your dad did kind of the same thing.
He felt that way. He didn't really say it quite like that. He didn't say it, but he was still supportive. And you know, I wasn't even sure I wanted to do radio even up until I was 18, 19, 20, kind of making my decisions. I was kind of
before yesterday. You were telling me you weren't really sure you wanted to do that.
So I gave him the ACM Award, and it's there. He thought it was the coolest thing.
I think that's wonderful.
He keeps it right by his chair. Yeah. You know, like every dad's got their chair by the lamp, where they've got their books and glasses.
It's like you're looking at it right now.
Yeah.
You just described it.
It's got the reading glasses. Aww. It's got the oversized remote control because dad can't see very well.
Yep.
And if he can't find his glasses, he needs the big numbers.
Yeah. So you know where the remote control is? It's sitting on top of the Reader's Digest. which is right there, and the TV guide, because he still gets a TV guide.
Wow, I didn't know they even made the TV guide.
They don't still make TV
guide. TV guide is not a thing, dude. Don't they just have a channel and that's it?
No, I thought they still had they still have TV guide because they still get cover stories and things.
Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, guidepost. Your mom had guidepost? Your mom seemed like a guidepost kind of girl.
I don't know.
I forget what denomination puts it out, but it's like a Christian public. It's not real thick, and it's just kind of good stories.
I don't think we ever got that one.
I enjoy reading the Reader's Digest every once in a while. It's actually pretty good. It is. And I always go, I don't want more people to know this.
I actually like going to my parents' house because they still get actual magazines. Yeah. There's something I don't order or subscribe to, but. I get there and they're stacked up on the coffee table.
When I'm in the airport about to get on a plane, I usually buy something.
You get Mentos and a magazine.
Yeah. I'll read Entertainment Weekly. It's not something I would read regularly, but for 45 minutes on an airplane, I'll read that.
Yeah. I get all of my information nowadays. I have certain news organizations that on Twitter that go to my phone as a text. So I see it. But that's the way I get most of my stuff. It's all stuff that just pops up on my phone. So it's pretty fast. Pretty fast. Anyway.
Anyway.
I don't know how we got there. I'm not sure.
I just want to say once again, it was very sweet of you to do that for your thing. What are you going to do with your... And you actually, remember, you almost had a little remorse. You were like, maybe I shouldn't have given it away. Maybe I should have kept it. Yeah, you did. Yeah. You went through like about a 15-minute period, and we talked about it on the air. We were talking all about how whether or not you should take it back or sneak it out of his house or something.
No.
He would never notice.
I would never do that. It's his now, so anyway. So,
it was his from the beginning, I thought.
It's his from the beginning and now. Bubba, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
What?
Why are you being such an awful friend? I don't know. We'll see if we, I don't think we're going to win. I mean, it'd be great. I really don't. I'm not being honest.
There are two friends of ours who are the front runners. We have two friends who we think are going to win it before we have a chance
It'll
to
win
it.
It'll be Lon or Cody. One of the two will win it. But
I will say, you know, they're very I was somewhere last night and was introduced to a bunch of different people as ACM nominee.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to lie. Did you like that? Your chest puffs out a little bit.
Yeah, same thing with me. Cody was at the party I was at and came up and I congratulated him and he congratulated me. It was nice. It was fun.
Cool. Yeah, lots of good people in that group.
I like everybody.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, there's nobody. If I were trapped on an island, I wouldn't kill either, any one of them.
You know what? If I had, I'd kill Kix first. He'd be the first one I'd take
Why
out.
Would you want to do that?
Now, right now, we got a big old number one from my good friend.
Wow, that's really good.
Blake Shelton. They're all great. It's us, Kix, Lon Helton, which I love Lon and his wife, Ann. They're so great people. And then Cody.
And Tracy.
And Tracy Lawrence.
Yeah. Got to mention Tracy. Yeah.
Which is cool because Patrick produces that show. And
woo, Patrick!
Hands on, so he's...
Tracy's part of our,
he's part of our crew.
Feel crazy.
And this is Carson's first one, which is really awesome. We're so excited because now it's like, you know, it never gets old. Don't take it the wrong way. It doesn't get old getting nominated.
No.
But your first one is like so special.
Yeah. And if you backtrack through my life, like a year and a half ago, I mean, 18 months ago, would I imagine that my name would, first off, would even be next to any of yours, yours on something like that for an award. I mean, that's really surreal. If you
we're glad you came on board.
Well, I mean, I'm very glad
we
to
tell
be
you
here.
That often. I don't I know if we say guys, it often enough.
No, but I hope you guys know. But I feel like if I had a DeLorean, I went back in time and went to go talk to myself and said, "Hey, why don't you put down the cookies?" And
first
by
thing
the
you
way,
gotta tell yourself
here's
you ever
what's
go back
coming.
In time.
Like, and again, it's just 18 months. That's a ridiculously short span of time. That's just the blink of an eye. Like that, I mean, you know, let alone going back and telling my 13-year-old self, like, "Hey, you're gonna meet Garth Brooks one day."
And also,
the guys you work
and he's
with are going
to
make
kiss
it happen.
You. Didn't he kiss you?
Yeah.
And also 13-year-old me put down the cookies.
Yeah.
I could go back, I would shake the living daylights out of myself at 13 and be like, "Don't eat pizzas."
When I got my driver's license, don't go to McDonald's after school. Stop going to McDonald's.
Yes, whatever
you don't
you do.
Need Subway.
What'd you tell your 13-year-old you?
Invest in Apple.
That's a good one.
I would totally put every dime I made from 14 years old on, I would be like, Apple, 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 just invest, go crazy.
Yeah, but that's you don't know that. What's something you would know?
Well, you just told me. You just said, what would you do? And I gave you what I would do. You can't say that that isn't valid because you asked me what I would do, and that's what I would do.
Yeah, I just changed it. So what would you do then?
What would I do if
you can't know stuff like that.
If you can't, oh, God. Well, if you're talking about just, like, health stuff, is that what it is?
I don't know. Whatever. I'm saying you can't use, like, you know, I would bet on the 1998 World Series because not that.
I'd give myself a sports almanac.
Yes.
And that way I'd open my own casino.
But you have to make sure that
Marty
Biff
McFly.
Doesn't get it. Yeah.
So I'm saying, you know, I got to keep in the back of the DeLorean and away from old man Biff.
Still one of the greatest movies ever made. Is the first Back to the Future.
The first two are actually
the
great.
Second one's better than the first one.
And I
absolutely.
The second one is great. No, the second one is
second
great.
Back to the
second
future.
One's
in
good.
In its own way. The second one is good, but you have to have watched the first
of
one.
Course.
Yeah, it's not a standalone.
It's not a standalone to really get it. And the fact that the second one ends in an automatic cliffhanger sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a fan. And remember when it ended and then they started showing
the Western
previews
thing?
Of the new, the third one?
Yeah.
You're like, what
happened?
I didn't like that. It didn't sit well with me.
I don't know, though. That second Back to the Future is still one of the best.
The third
it's
one,
good.
You know,
it's good, but it's not as good as the first one.
Here's the problem with the third one. And by itself, it's not terrible. I mean, there's a lot of people who never even watch it. By itself, the third one isn't terrible, but it is not one or two. And that's the problem. One or two were so amazing that number three looks like a turd next to him, but it's really not.
There is something really, and not to get, okay, we're going to get goofy. There's something magical about the scene at the opening of the first Back to the Future when he's going through downtown and then it goes into the mall And that mall scene, there is something so awesome about that visually,
like with the
music
with Einstein.
It's just done
when he first disappears.
I don't know. It's just really cool. I just like that whole that scene. When I think Back to the Future, that's the scene that pops up to my head.
And we never figured out how Marty got into or how Doc got into the DeLorean. There's a point now. The DeLorean. Think about this. When you go back and watch it, we talked about this on the show, and nobody could answer this. There's a point where Doc goes into the van and gets into the DeLorean and pulls it out. But there's not enough room for the doors to go up or down, so how does Doc get into the car? And Patrick's like, oh, it's got a roll-up side. If you look at the video, they show both sides of the truck. It's not a roll-up side.
I thought we had a solution to this.
No, we never did.
We never did. He's forgotten it.
No, what's the solution?
I don't remember, but I know we figured it out.
Is he climbing through a window?
Yeah, something like that.
You can't do that.
I don't know.
You can't.
I don't know. I'm sure glad we're devoting more time to this because I feel like we
it is a mystery.
We beat this horse until it died.
Seriously, though, beat it some more. How great is your day? And it's only happened like three times in my life where a DeLorean shows up in real life.
It's cool. There's one by my house. The guy's got a red one. He's got a red one.
And no, I'm like, I want to see the silver.
Believe it or not, they actually had red ones, but I think it was like there was two of them or something that the factory put out. And you don't ever paint a DeLorean. You paint a DeLorean, it loses all of its value and all of its cool.
I parked next to a guy at a coffee shop one time. He had a replica of the Back to the Future.
Like with all the Mr. Fusion and everything like that?
Yeah, he had all the stuff in it. And he rents it out, or he drives it for you.
I stumbled upon a car group once that was meeting up at a town square. And somebody had, there were like three DeLoreans lined up, but somebody had the Mr. Fusion attached. And I'm like, all right, I'm taking my picture. I don't care if I'm not supposed to because this is amazing. But I remember being on the highway once and driving by a DeLorean. And it's, oh, my gosh, there's like a DeLorean in real life, like just natural habitat on a road.
And you would have to, if somebody's in there, you have to look and see if they're wearing the vest, the Marty
McFly
vest. Dork
thinks he's going to drown.
So, okay, Hollywood cars, the best one ever. You got, let's go back to the Batman car from the TV show, okay?
Oh. Yeah.
Then the Batman when in the movie, that really cool one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which movie, though? 89?
89.
Or do you, I don't know, 89. The Tumbler
not
from the...
nearly as cool as 89.
Tumbler is cool.
The Tumbler, it's very tank-like.
I like the one from Batman Forever because it can go sideways.
Yeah, but
the wheels turn and go
sideways. I've never seen Batman Forever because
well,
that's the one with the nipples.
That's Batman and Robin.
Oh, that's the one I would never see.
Yeah, you
see.
Don't want to see Clooney. You want to see Kilmer.
Batman Forever had Robin in it. Batman
yes.
Forever
I never
Robin
saw
in.
Any
but
of them with Robin. Never. Because they're horrible.
Settle down.
Who was the Batman in that
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, never.
Best Bruce Wayne ever.
Hang on.
What?
Let me get back to the cars.
You're crazy.
All right, so the Batman cars, the DeLorean, Starsky and Hutch, kind of a little older, Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm going to go mine all time. You're going to have to go with the Magnum P.I. Ferrari.
Magnum P.I. Ferrari.
The Monkey Mobile.
The Monkey Mobile, it's very iconic.
Yep, they had a cool car. The one that, what's his head, drove in Bullet. My dad always wanted that car.
Yeah, the Mustang.
Yeah, he always wanted that, which is why he still has Mustangs.
What was the name of it, Big D?
Was that an Eleanor?
Yeah, the Eleanor.
Okay.
And then you had a Kit.
Yeah, Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Which, by the way, I have the lights.
Bubba has the lights in here. What am I missing one? What's another Hollywood car?
Dylan.
Fast and Furious car.
Well, Dylan on 90210 had
General
that
Lee?
Old. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Dylan had the old Porsche that like James Dean drove.
He had a speedster?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Because
it was 90210 and it was supposed to be rich and he was supposed to kind of be our James Dean. But yeah. And then what do you have? Like the Munsters car? People always
seriously?
Talk about. Okay. People the talk
Beverly,
about they geez. Want that car.
You got to go to the Beverly Hillbillies jalopies.
Dracula was
thank you.
It was Grandpa's speedster on the Munsters.
Yeah.
It was called Dracula.
Okay. Those don't count.
That was awesome. What?
People
Dracula
loved
counts.
It.
The
Rob
I Am
Zombie
Robot
wrote
car.
A song about
it.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Really
got to go. Smokey and the Bandit.
I'd say Smokey and the Bandit.
Christina says the I Am Robot car. Remember that Lexus and I Am Robot? And it could go up buildings and everything like that?
You know what car I always wanted, though? Was like boys wanted the General Lee. I always wanted Daisy Duke's Jeep.
Oh yeah,
she had the white Jeep.
Yeah.
I really wanted that Jeep.
Yep,
and boys love girls in Jeeps.
Yeah, they look cute.
Yeah, it's
there's
the
something crazy about it, man.
Maybe that should be my next car.
Maybe
should have the doors off.
Yeah,
hair, your ponytail going through the back and the you know baseball cap.
I think it's we always go, hey, and like when the girl walks out, well, time to go topless. You know, you have that coworker who would do that, time to go topless. Mm-hmm. And they would leave the building and you're like, that's cool. That's great.
Yep. All right. Well, anything else? I got to go take, I'm going to go fly.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Got some neat stuff I'm going to check out on the old aeroplane.
Oh, the,
yeah.
Yeah.
The aerospeed.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think we got it fixed. Finally.
I
got to
go.
I'm hoping.
Super Bowl food shopping.
Today?
Yeah.
So, you having a Super Bowl party?
No, I'm going to one, and I feel bad if I don't show up with things.
What are you bringing?
The Fall Guy truck, somebody said. Oh, thank you,
like
Jack.
The
That's awesome.
Helicopter.
Oh, what about the Mercedes from Moonlighting?
Men in Black car. Oh, Moonlighting the Mercedes?
Do you understand that is my dream car because I want to be Cybill Shepherd? I am on the hunt for like a 1985 Mercedes.
You and Maren Morris?
Oh, yeah. Because she's rich and she can
afford
one.
How can we
one.
Not mention the James Bond Aston Martin?
Poor. Yeah, she's doing all right, but... yeah, I want to be Maddie Hayes, and I want that car, which nobody would ever get the reference,
okay,
but I would know.
What about the Pretty in Pink Lotus? Remember the one Richard Gere had, the red one?
Oh, yeah, that's actually, even I know that. That's a good one.
Pretty in Pink?
Pretty in Pink. Yeah, not Pretty in Pink. I mean,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, Pretty in Pink, Jake
Pretty
Ryan.
Woman. Pretty
had
Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Jake Ryan was 16 Candles.
Yes, and he had the red Porsche, and yes, okay.
Oh, you know, how about what's his face's car? In the they're just coming out with the part two. You and I are just talking about it.
No clue.
Keanu Reeves is in it. He's the guy.
Oh, John Wick.
Yes, yeah. John Wick. His
Mustang.
Yeah, I want to say it's a fastback. I think so. Anyway,
what about Grease Lightning, or the Pink Lady's car?
No,
I would have loved that. I'm a chick.
Yeah, we want a pink convertible. That'd be great. Hey guys!
Hey,
just going doing some shopping.
69 Mustang Mach 1 from John Wick. Have you seen John Wick?
No.
John Wick.
I want the car from The Matrix where they pull up and they have the black
that?
Car with the doors that open.
Yeah, that's
out.
Bubba. That's
was
your
it
car.
The Lincoln?
That's
the
old Lincoln. Bubba loves that style.
I love any of those old land yachts from like that era from really. The early 60s, like 61, all the way up into, believe it or not, 81. I love like those old, even those old 80s like limos, like the ones you would see Ronald Reagan showing up in.
They were very boxy.
Very boxy. Yeah. I love
and
the boxy
And you slam
look.
Them down and black them out. They're matte black.
Yes.
And lowered. They're hot, man.
Yep.
Do you
the
find
Lincoln
it?
Continental, the black
Oh, yeah.
One the,
look,
the
that's your car right there.
That's
my buddy
that's
Damien had a 1960 Chevy Impala, black. Gorge. I mean, you know, the dashboard's made of metal. So if you have to slam the brakes and hit your head,
you're dead.
You die.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of those. It was like, wow, yeah, we really hadn't come very far in car safety at this point. But God,
well,
it
you
was
can.
Pretty.
Here's the deal with those cars, because that will be my next purchase is a 69 Camaro. But I want to get it a resto mod where your car is. It looks original. It looks like
the Singer Porsches. Have you not seen the Singer Porsches?
Singer
Porsche. They take basically modern era Porsche 911s and make them look like 80s and 70s Porsches,
right.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah, but it's all you have airbags. You have the anti-lock brakes. It's fuel injected.
Better suspension, air
conditioning. Everything's better. Yeah. So that you don't miss out on that. But on the outside, it still looks like a flipping awesome car. And also I
did you Google it yet?
Yeah, I just
Singapore
saw, yeah, I just
you
saw
like it.
Yeah, they look good.
Hot.
They are hot, and you don't have to worry about them being having to work on them, because this one, if you had an original one of those,
it's a pain in the butt.
It'd be a constant
72 Barracuda, Mad Max, Ford Falcon. I'm going through some of these Bumblebee.
That's what I wanted was the Stingray. I had to ask you what kind of car that was, but that's what I wanted.
What's it?
The Stingray?
But wait, she
because it's
just,
on like a TV show
I
that I
say,
like, and I go,
I was
going to
say,
that.
It's not just the Stingray. She Googled it, and I saw her phone. It says, queer as folk car.
I didn't know how else to put it, because I didn't know what kind of car it was, but
what,
I really
what
liked
year
to...
is that? What do they say?
Oh, I don't know. Hold
if
let's
you
look.
Google queer as folk car, it comes out as a
Because the dude drove
an old
a Stingray.
Corvette Stingray.
Yeah.
My favorite of the Stingrays would have to be the late 60s, early 70s, because they had those first models had the chrome bumpers on the front and the back, and they were just so hot.
Isn't that what Mickey had?
No, Mickey had, yeah, he did. He did. He had a 71, I think. It has the chrome bumpers on the front and the back, and they're just beautiful.
This was a 1970 Stingray.
Yeah, that's
Stingray.
It. And it's got the chrome bumpers on the front.
I saw one the other day, too, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, once they took once they got rid of the chrome bumpers, the whole Stingray thing went away, and it wasn't as cool. Like it just looked all funky. It didn't
age
well. I
want to pull up to the school, and I want everyone to start coughing. I wanted that engine to be so just nasty.
Just burning oil.
Just wah, 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 wah. They can't even, like, I have to turn the car off so people can have conversations on the sidewalk.
I had an old Bronco that was like that. It had, like, 12-inch headers straight off the block, and it was so loud. It sounded like a dragster. It was so dangerous and just crappy.
Just walk in, you just smell, like, fumes and exhaust. Oh, it's the best. Sometimes you get behind one of those cars
smell.
I'll roll the windows down and let that exhaust smell come in the cabin.
Yes.
It's so intoxicating.
I know it's killing us and everything, but God, it smells so good.
I'm going out smiling because so good. And if it's in the summer, you get that mixed with like fresh cut grass. Man.
Something about it.
It's so good.
50 Shades car? I don't know what 50 Shades car is.
Who cares? 50 Shades car. Does she really do queers folk car?
All right, are we done?
And that is not the car I thought it was going to come up with.
You thought it was going to be a Miata?
I thought it was And you honk the horn and it goes, hey.
All right, so the podcast this week brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Dun-da-da. Nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, only at Walmart. Are we done?
We done, son.
Bye, everybody.
See y'all.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Oh, yeah.